Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. My name is Charles Hecker, senior partner. Venezuela is making the headlines for all the wrong reasons. It experiences some of the highest levels of kidnapping worldwide and one of the highest per capita kidnapping rates in Latin America. To discuss this issue in greater detail, I'm joined in London by special risks analyst Joseph Smith. Joe, why has kidnapping become such a problem in Venezuela?
Kidnapping has developed as a problem since the early 2000s, so it's certainly not anything new right now. But since then, it has evolved significantly. It's had a number of key drivers, including high levels of impunity and also poverty. But as I see it, there are now two principal causes of the current spike in kidnapping levels. The first of these has laid the foundations for the spike, while the second is what will likely drive change in kidnapping in the coming year. So these two issues are, as I see it, the consolidation of criminal gangs on the one hand, and on the other, Venezuela's ongoing economic problems.
So taking the first of those issues, Joe, how has the consolidation of criminal gangs impacted kidnapping?
This basically goes back a couple of years to when Venezuelan security forces more or less withdrew from certain neighborhoods with the highest crime rates. These areas were since then designated as so-called peace zones, but instead of creating peace in these areas, the initiative actually led to the consolidation of criminal groups, which organized themselves into larger structures, engaging in things like extortion, drug trafficking, burglary, but also kidnapping. What we see now is that many of these areas that were designated as peace zones are home to some of the most prolific kidnappers. Many of these gangs are actually highly armed and are strikingly brazen also in the way that they operate. The government has attempted to regain control of some of these areas. But essentially, as I see it, the damage is already done, and security operations haven't stopped gangs from using them as a base for kidnapping or from using these areas to hold victims captive while they negotiate a ransom payment. In some instances, security operations have led gangs to look further afield for their victims, but it hasn't actually reduced the total numbers of incidents. Security operations actually tend to be rather stop-start as well. So, for example, security forces are sent into an area and the gangs scatter. But then, once the security forces leave, there is no sense that the control has been wrested back from those criminal groups. In essence, kidnapping gangs are still operating out of these areas with relatively high levels of impunity.
Joe, you mentioned that Venezuela's economic situation is a key driver of the kidnapping problem. Is it an issue of the tough economic situation leading to more disenfranchised members of society joining the ranks of criminal kidnapping gangs?
Poverty has certainly been a long-term driver for kidnapping, not just in Venezuela, but in many other countries around Latin America, where kidnapping rings frequently operate out of poor urban neighborhoods. And kidnapping levels have indeed risen in sync with the contraction of the Venezuelan economy this year, and in line with the longer-term ongoing depression of global oil prices on which the Venezuelan government relies so heavily. But apart from just pushing up total numbers of incidents, apart from just pushing these disenfranchised members of society into kidnapping gangs, the current economic situation also directly impacts the ways in which kidnappers operate. So just to set the scene a little bit, I think it's worth highlighting that kidnappers throughout much of Latin America have generally broadened their scope of potential victims over the last decade or so. So instead of just targeting the very rich sectors of society, they've also gone after those of more moderate wealth, or even in some cases, those of very much poorer sections of society. What we're seeing in Venezuela, therefore, as a direct consequence of the economic crisis, is the exact opposite of this. To give a bit more context, Control Risk strategic partners at Oxford Economics estimate that inflation could reach 360% this year. With the devaluation of the Venezuelan Bolivar, foreign currencies and US dollars in particular are a lot more attractive to criminals who see kidnapping as a particularly viable means of getting their hands on this money. And therefore, it is the wealthier sections of society, including expatriates, including the business community, the elites, who are more likely to have access to foreign currencies and are therefore becoming more sought-after targets. But as well as influencing the victims that kidnappers choose to target, the economic situation is directly impacting how these kidnappers are negotiating. There's one form of kidnapping, in fact, known as express kidnapping, which is very common throughout much of Latin America and used to be quite common in Venezuela as well. In an express kidnap, a kidnapper holds their victim hostage for a short period of time, normally a few hours, occasionally overnight, during which time they try and get as much money out of their bank account as possible. But given that cash machines only really dispense bolivars, the local currency, and have very low withdrawal limits in Venezuela, this simply isn't seen as a profitable crime anymore. So victims are instead held for ransom. But again, holding a victim for ransom in the current economic climate also presents a number of logistical problems for kidnapping gangs operating out of these poor or low-income neighborhoods. Given the shortage of basic goods at the moment, an issue like how you feed and care for your victim while you're negotiating a ransom for their release becomes much more of a problem. So kidnappers overwhelmingly favor very quick negotiations. This isn't likely to be something that changes in the coming year.
Joe, thanks for that. That's an excellent national overview. Are you expecting to see any regional variations in kidnapping crime coming into the next year, or is it really just more of the same everywhere?
So since about 2010, kidnapping has become progressively more concentrated around Caracas, to the point where we record over 50% of cases in either Miranda State or the Capital District, both of which have municipalities in the capital. The interesting development this year is that even while kidnapping has continued to rise in these two areas, they have actually started accounting for a slightly smaller proportion of total incidents nationwide. And that's because although the crime continues to grow around the capital, it is also starting to fan out and affect other parts of the country again. So we've seen a rise in cases in the states of Aragua, Carabobo, Zulia, even areas like Guárico and Mérida, where recently we haven't seen that much of a kidnapping problem comparatively. It's unlikely that in the coming year we'll see the crime rise nationwide in the same sort of meteoric fashion as we've seen around the capital. In some places, that's partly because many of the wealthier members of society have upped and left, have moved, and therefore the pool of potential victims has somewhat dried up. But it's also because there are a whole range of other criminal opportunities which are open to diversified gangs in the current economic climate. For example, there's been a steep rise in crimes like looting and cargo theft this year, and much of this is led by criminal gangs which sell scarce basic goods on the black market or smuggle them over the border into Colombia. But although we aren't likely to see kidnapping rise across the country as it has around Caracas in recent years, there will still be a threat nationwide from more opportunistic criminal gangs, so not those ones that are in the big criminal networks. In fact, in recent weeks, I've seen quite a few instances of house break-ins or burglaries escalating into kidnaps when a gang stumbles across a wealthy family and realizes the potential value of holding them for ransom, including in areas where we don't normally record as much kidnapping for ransom.
Joseph, thank you very much for that overview of the situation with kidnapping in Venezuela. Joseph Smith, thank you very much. And for me, Charles Hecker, thanks very much for listening, and bye for now.